Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. A horse in Oneida County has tested positively for Eastern equine encephalitis and had to be humanely euthanized. Triple E, as it's known, is a mosquito-transmitted virus along the line of West Nile virus. A state lab confirmed the diagnosis. It is transmitted to humans, horses, birds, and other animals through mosquito bites. We'll have more on this story coming up in tonight's newscasts. Raising funds for a second canine deputy for the Vilas County Sheriff's Department was a success, thanks to the hard work and dedication of Captain Gerard Ritter, whose effort resulted in $20,000 being directed for another dog. Captain Ritter describes his effort with modesty, saying he traveled the county and ended up with 39 sponsors supporting a 5K walk and run. He says one person donated $5,000, another $4,000, and the St. Germain Lions Club also donated $1,000. We'll have more on that story as well coming up a little later. Officials with the Southwood County Humane Society say they need financial help to deal with 76 seized dogs. The facility in Wisconsin Rapids has been closed for 2 days this week while the dogs are processed. They have been removed from two properties last weekend to keep them safe. Officials say they need large garbage bags, dog food, and old towels and blankets. While the processing effort is going on, the dogs are not available for viewing or adoption, and the phones aren't being answered about inquiries into their status. The huge demolition and redevelopment of the former Janesville General Motors Assembly Plant is showing progress, but it's years from completion. Demolition of the six remaining buildings of the 114-acre site should be finished by June 2020. Redevelopment efforts will take several more years after that. The facility has been closed for nearly 10 years. Cars, trucks, and farm equipment were manufactured there for decades. Relatives say the elderly residents of Bay Manor Apartments in Green Bay are trapped. 8 days after flash flooding, the elevators don't work, and residents on the second and third floor of the building can't leave. Apartment management sent a letter to residents more than a week ago saying repairs would be done in 72 hours. Some are frustrated because work is being done on a vacant nearby building, while many residents say they feel like prisoners. And the 11th annual Warm for Winter Clothing Pantry begins Saturday in Rhinelander. Warm for Winter provides clothing for free, no questions asked, says one of the coordinators, Jan Leschke.
Anyone can come for free clothing, bedding, and footwear. Everything's free for the whole family. All styles and sizes are available, and the kids get toys to take home.
The pantry is held the last Saturday of each month at 900 Boyce Drive at Friendly Village across from CoVantage Credit Union. Leschke says they have served 11,000 customers since the pantry began. The pantry will run each month through February. Hours are from 10 a.m. until noon. The pantry is under the auspices of the First Congregational United Church of Christ in Rhinelander. And the forecast for tonight, look for partly cloudy skies to continue this afternoon and a bit breezy with a high near 57. Tonight, a slight chance of a shower, increasing clouds, low near 42. Tomorrow, showers are likely mainly in the morning with a high near 55 degrees. Still a chance of showers Thursday night, low near 38. Friday, high 51. Then Friday night, widespread frost, partly cloudy, low around 31. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.